No, I mean, DT got hurt on the first play of the game. So, you know, on that third down to him, you know, thought that's a play he usually can go up and make, and he couldn't even reach with his other hand. He goes up with one hand, and, you know, obviously ends up tipped up and ends up getting intercepted. I probably told him he might have could have told me that earlier, you know, that I only have one hand. I might not have thrown it to him. So, I knew he wasn't 100%. They double Welker often in the two games we played. We knew that the double West was a scenario, and so you know sometimes Eric you know was going to draw single coverage, and he played well. He ran good routes, and I thought Adam called some good plays. We got able to get down the field. Protection held up that allowed us to get down the field, and Eric. Eric was awesome. Really, really hats off to him, the way he played today.
Could you talk about Manny's ability to anchor the line, be able to call out protection assignments, especially in a loud place like this?
No question. This is always one of the loudest places to play, and in a no-huddle offense, it's constant communication at the line of scrimmage, audibles, and Manny, every time I make an audible or a change, Manny is making his own audible or change, and he does a good job getting those guys lined up and on the same page and going in the right direction. So that is not easy for any center, no matter how long you've been playing center, especially a guy in his first year playing center. So real credit to him to being able to handle that.
A couple times early in the game when the crowd was especially loud, did you huddle up more because communication was difficult out?
I can't recall. You know, sometimes we'll just do that just to be sure everybody's on the same page. I can't remember what specific plays we huddled on, but you know, every now and then we'll do that just to be sure everybody's on the same page.
How important was this win today for you guys in the AFC, especially in the division?
A big win because it was a division game, and played them 2 weeks ago, close game, tough game, and new coming here would be tough as well. They're coming off a disappointing loss last week. We knew we'd get their best shot. They came out hot and made some plays early, had the kickoff return, and we did a good job of just kind of persevering and handling that and making some adjustments and able to take the lead there in the third quarter, and were able to keep the lead.
How much were you going after Marcus Cooper, the rookie quarter?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, DT, he got hurt. He came back. I mean, there was a throw to him. On the left side, I could tell he just wasn't going to be. He wasn't 100%. He wasn't able to get to it, and so now he had two critical plays. I mean, he had the takeoff down the right sideline, which was just a speed route. But you could see then he wasn't able to pump his arms, and then he got a critical, you know, break-in route. But just all in all, I knew he wasn't 100%. And like I said, Welker is a guy they do double team a lot. Welker made a huge third down conversion there in that third quarter, but Eric ran really good routes. I mean, I think his touchdowns were on two different guys, right? They were on, you know, Flowers, you know, who's a top cover corner, and 31. So those guys are good players. Now, you're not in the NFL unless you're a good player. And if you run good routes, so and you have time to make an accurate pass, you know, sometimes it's tough to defend. And I really give more Decker the credit. As opposed to we were going after one particular guy. Well, Monte, it was a real pro all week last week. He was disappointed, you know, in the fumble that he had last week, but he had a good week of practice and he came in ready to play and had a good game today against the Chiefs. And so that's part of being a pro. Putting last week's game behind you, learning from it, trying to be better from it. It is not easy to do. And thought his run, when we were on our own 5-yard line, it was loud. That place was really rocking. And his run to get us out of that hole was a critical play as well.
Hey, your arm strength has been questioned since the surgeries. This is kind of a mad bomber attack. Really. It takes special personal satisfaction and the deep throws that you connected on.
I take satisfaction in if you score a touchdown. I don't measure the length of the throws, and sometimes when you play a team very early or close to back-to-back, you know, there are some ideas that are fresh in your mind that you maybe wish you could have gotten to in that first game that you can get to in that second game. And we thought there were some chances maybe to get down the field in that first game that we never got to just based on how the game was going. So we wanted to get to some of those plays. Thought Adam was aggressive and called some deep shots at the right time. You know, sometimes when you call deep plays, you have to get, you know, the right coverage. And we guessed right a couple times, and that allowed Eric to get down the field. So I know it's a hot debate, you know, locally, you know, with the distance and the, you know, the RPMs, whatever it is. So I enjoy it when they go for touchdowns.
Time for a few more guys.
How important was the play action from setting up those deep shots and getting saved?
Well, when you can run the ball, it does allow you to call some play action. You try to do different things to keep them off balance. They're a good defense. That Eric Berry's all over the place. You know, he had a blitz on a play-action pass early in the game where we had to throw it away. So that kind of makes you not as crazy about doing play-action if he's going to be able to get free, and had a couple run-throughs on some run plays. So, but you have to try to call different types of plays versus the Chiefs because they have have so many good players.
Now that you're there, how important is home field advantage?
That's way ahead of where we are. We got two games coming up here in 11 days. Got the Titans, you know, Sunday at home. Been on the road for a couple games, and so that's where our focus is. It's an unfamiliar opponent. We got got 1 week to try to get to know them, and try to get healthy as well. We had some guys coming off the field. We were without our two defensive tackles today. You know, we're missed, you know, Kevin Vickerson, Derek Wolf, and good job by some other guys stepping up and kind of weathering the storm.
Are you aware just how big of a nemesis you are here in Kansas City for this Chiefs team? Because they want to beat you so bad.
Well, I mean, I've always said this is one of the loudest places to play, and so every time I've played here, I've always, you know, whatever team I've been on, we've always emphasized that we have to be focused in and really on the mental side of it because it is loud. And so it's, you know, I think when you have good weeks of practice, when you're focused in, it gives you a good chance to take it to the playing field and playing well. So it was certainly a good win to come in here today and win.
Situation, head coach change at midseason, and now going back and just talk about the job Del Rio did.
Yeah, Coach Del Rio's done a great job. He's had great command in team meetings, addressing the team, and you can tell he's been an experienced head coach, and feel like he really kept the team together. Our team has faced a lot of adversity in just a short time, from the beginning of the season, and you never expect your head coach not to be with you the entire time. But Coach Del Rio's done a good job keeping us together. Probably had a pretty tough four-game stretch that, you know, he had to endure, and the team responded. So we're certainly glad to have Coach Fox back. Got to see him last week, and it was really good to see him. Guys were happy to see him, and we're looking forward to having him back in the facility full time starting tomorrow.